Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Sa panahon ngayon kung saan mabilis at madali ang pag-access sa impormasyon, marami ang umaasa sa internet para unawain ang mga sintomas na nararamdaman nila. Ngunit minsan, imbis na gumaan ang pakiramdam, nauuwi ito sa labis na pag-aalala. Ito ang tinatawag na cyberchondria, isang kondisyon kung saan ang paulit-ulit na pag-search ng mga sakit online na nagdudulot ng sobrang takot, stress at minsan ay maling pag-aakalang may malubhang karamdaman. Sa tulong ni Dr. Angelica Lugarte-Scott, ating himayin ang paksang ito sa Healthy Pinoy.
Cyberchondria. Marami sa atin yung nagsiself-diagnose gamit ang Google or ang internet kasi nga parang mas easy yung information. Pero itong cyberchondria, Doc, how does it affect yung mental health ng mga tao?
So, cyberchondria is essentially a term for excessive or repeated online searching for health information that results in increased anxiety. So it can be incredibly detrimental to your mental health. So what starts as a simple search for a headache can quickly spiral into a panic over a brain tumor. So the internet is a black hole, as you know, or worst case scenario, nandiyan lahat, okay? Mm-hmm. So it fuels health anxiety and creates a vicious cycle of searching and worrying.
Yeah, so bakit ba? Why do people turn to Google instead of consulting a doctor?
So that's true. So there's a few reasons, Claudette. So convenience is a big one. So it's instant. Bubuksan lang nila yung internet or their phone, and it's accessible 24/7. So people may feel embarrassed then if they speak to their doctor about their symptoms and worry about being burdened to a doctor or being judged. Hmm. Another reason then, Claudette, is cost and time. So people, they feel now if they do a quick search, it will be cheaper and faster than a doctor's visit.
True, oo. Ano naman yung risks, Doc, of relying on online medical information?
So the risks are really significant. So firstly, online information is often not peer-reviewed or written by credible medical professionals. Secondly, when you read online, it is not personalized to you. So medyo generalized like ang mga nababasa mo. You might have a simple symptom that you match to a rare serious condition, when in reality, it's really something minor. This can then lead to unnecessary fear and anxiety, but also it may delay proper treatment because you're convinced about the incorrect diagnosis.
So, ayan sa ating mga kababayan dyan. Ako, you have to be careful using Google. If possible, mas best na pumunta talaga sa doktor, no? So, Doc, meron din namang mga health, mga website na mga credible, hindi po ba na just, you know, dahil wala na silang, let's say, wala silang time or nandun sila sa moment na talagang, ito yung nafe-feel ko. Meron namang mga credible website, di ba, na pwede nilang mapagkunan ng information.
That's true. At saka ngayon din, apart from Google, they do mga ChatGPT.
So, oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah. So we just have to be very careful about the websites. It should be credible when you read something. So I would advise look for websites from government health departments, mga reputable hospitals, or major medical institutions. So they often end with ending mga .gov or .org. And these sites are quite credible. And also be careful of sites that are trying to sell you products and promise a miracle cure or use sensational language. So yung mga red flags talaga yon. The best health information is usually boring. Yung mga factual information, they are based on scientific evidence, and when they are presented online, they are a bit boring. So, ganun yun.
Oo, so yung mga scholarly, yung pagkasulat, yung parang hindi mo maintindihan, di ba? Kasi napakalalim ng information. So ayan, mag-ingat po tayo, baka mabudol tayo sa ating kalusugan. Eto Doc, finally, what steps can people take naman to avoid, syempre, yung anxiety, unnecessary anxiety from yung online health searches nila?
So my best advice, kasi naman, it's very hard to avoid it now these days. You know, there's free information everywhere. ChatGPT, online, Google, there's so many information now. So my best advice talaga is to treat this thing, the internet thing, as a starting point, not the destination. So parang simula lang. If you're concerned about a symptom, use a reputable site to get general understanding, but then book an appointment with your doctor so your doctor can give you a personalized diagnosis and a proper course of action talaga. So I also suggest na setting a timer when you do a search, you know, give yourself about 10 minutes and then stop. This can help prevent you from falling down the rabbit hole of endless worry.
Ayun, oo. Kasi nga, baka hindi na po tayo makatulog, kaka-search, no? Dahil lang sa headache na yan, lalo pang sumakit yung ulo natin. So, we make sure, as Doc mentioned, na starting point lang, pero syempre kailangan pa rin magpakonsulta sa mga doktor.
Habang nakakatulong ang impormasyon, mahalaga ring malaman ang hangganan upang mapanatiling maayos ang ating kalusugang mental at emosyonal. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.